Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
What do Mormons believe regarding the Bible? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me to discuss this question is my colleague, Eric Johnson. We have been going through a paper that can be found on the LDS Newsroom website. This is an official website run by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's an article titled Mormonism 101 FAQ, or Frequently Asked Questions. It is supposed to be a statement that is explaining the core beliefs of the LDS Church, but it starts off chiding journalists for their inadequate ability to report accurately what the Mormon Church actually teaches and believes. It has a statement here in the introductory paragraphs that says, as an institution, speaking of the LDS Church, the Church has the responsibility to publicly and clearly articulate its official teachings. But as we have seen in going through this paper over the past several days, it's the Mormon Church that is often not as clear or articulate about what they actually believe. Now, if they are not going to be clear and articulate in what they believe, how do they expect journalists to get it right? How do Mormons expect anybody to really get it right if the Mormon Church is offering information that is not as clear as it should be? Today, we are going to be looking at one of the questions in this paper, that asks the question, do Mormons believe in the Bible?
And this is what it says. Yes, the Church reveres the Bible as the Word of God, a sacred volume of Scripture. Latter-day Saints cherish its teachings and engage in a lifelong study of its divine wisdom. Moreover, during worship services, the Bible is pondered and discussed. Additional books of Scripture, including the Book of Mormon, strengthen and reinforce God's teachings through additional witnesses and provide moving accounts of the personal experiences many individuals had with Jesus Christ. According to Church Apostle M. Russell Ballard, the Book of Mormon does not dilute, nor diminish, nor de-emphasize the Bible. On the contrary, it expands, extends, and exalts it. One of the things that really sticks out to me in this paragraph is not one mention is made of Article 8, which says the Bible is true only as far as it's translated correctly.
Right. Yeah, Article 8 in the Articles of Faith says, as you said, we believe the Bible to be the Word of God as far as it is translated correctly.
How come they didn't mention that in this? They make it sound like in this, yes, we do believe in the Bible. It makes it sound like it's authoritative and maybe even in an inerrant sense.
Yeah, they would. The problem that I have with this is, now we should mention that if you were to go to the actual article that we are citing, and it's not hard to find, if you just want to find it, just Google the word Mormon Newsroom, and that's one word, Newsroom, and then 101, and the article should be right at the top. The problem is, of course, is that this does not have a link, as do some of the other categories, to give you more information. This is all you're basically going to get if this is the page that you have come to on their website. But when it talks about the Church revering the Bible as the Word of God, it comes with qualification, as you've just said. It's the only set of scriptures in Mormonism that comes with a qualification. They don't say that they believe the Book of Mormon as far as it's translated correctly, or the Pearl of Great Price as far as it's translated correctly. Only the Bible. And we're going to talk about the difference between translation and transmission later on. But I think it's important that we go back and we look at some of the statements from Mormon leaders themselves regarding the Bible and see, does it really give the impression that they cherish the Bible? For instance, we have Joseph Smith himself. I believe the Bible as it read when it came from the pen of the original writers. Ignorant translators, careless transcribers, or designing and corrupt priests have committed many errors. Now, there's no doubt that we believe as Christians that these were hand-copied manuscripts, and humans are not perfect. And we do know, in looking at different manuscripts, that there are some variants, some differences between the various manuscripts. But as scholars have attested to many times, these variants are not all that important. Even though it sounds like there's an awful lot of them, when you really look at the seriousness of the variants, they're not that important at all, and none of them affect any piece of doctrine.
Well, and you hear these figures in the six figures, you know, 100 plus.
Well, 400,000.
Yeah. And the problem is they count one variant with all of the different manuscripts. It counts for, if you have, let's say, 3,000 manuscripts that have the same kind of issue.
Over 5,000, we know.
Well, if they found that same error in 3,000 right. of them, then it's 3,000. That's what it counts for.
Joseph Smith also said, there are many things in the Bible which do not, as they now stand, accord with the revelations of the Holy Ghost to me. That's found in the teachings of the prophet Joseph Smith, page 310. And you can also find it in the History of the Church, volume 5, page 425.
That sounds pretty postmodern to me. I mean, to me, you know, so it doesn't coincide with what I like, perhaps. I think a lot of people take that with the Bible today. They'll look at it and they'll say, this doesn't resonate in the way that I think, and so therefore there must be some issues. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, in our experience, absolutely. If you were to show a Latter-day Saint what the Bible says, and if a Mormon knew that Joseph Smith had a problem with that verse, they would go with Joseph Smith every time. At least that's the experience that I've had with most Mormons.
Listen to what Orson Pratt, an apostle, said in his Divine Authenticity of the Book of Mormon. He says, who in his right mind could for one moment suppose the Bible in its present form to be a perfect guide? Who knows that even one verse of the Bible has escaped pollution so as to convey the same sense now that it did in the original? And that's the idea we get when we talk to many Mormons. When we show them scriptures from the Bible, they'll say, well, how can I know that I can trust it? Because they get that idea from the very earliest of leaders.
Yeah, well, not just the earliest ones. Here we have Mark Peterson. Mark Peterson, he was a Mormon apostle, Marky Peterson. He died in the 1980s. He said that many insertions were made, some of them slanted for selfish purposes, while at times deliberate falsifications and fabrications were perpetrated.
Bruce McConkie, an apostle of Mormon doctrine, on page 383 said, as all informed persons know, I like that. He says, as all informed persons know,
you ought to don't know this, you're not informed.
He says, the various versions of the Bible do not accurately record or perfectly preserve the words, thoughts, and intents of the original inspired authors.
And this is why many times when you're talking with a Latter-day Saint, if you bring up a verse that they tend to not agree with, it's not unlikely for them to say, well, that portion must have been corrupted. And that's a common belief among many Latter-day Saints. It's not that the Mormons don't use the Bible. They certainly do. But they use it more, I have found, for proof texting. Let's go find a verse that we can use and oftentimes lift it from its context in order to support a belief or a doctrine that Joseph Smith or one of his predecessors, or one of his successors, I should say, actually taught on a certain subject. So it's not a very good way of really looking at the Bible, but yet we find many Latter-day Saints do that.
I want to give this quote from Apostle Jeffrey R. Holland. He's a current apostle in the Ensign at a General Conference, May 2008, page 91. Because based on what we see in Mormonism 101, we don't see the same idea as what he gives here. It says, some Christians, in large measure because of their genuine love for the Bible, have declared that there can be no more authorized scripture beyond the Bible. In thus pronouncing the canon of Revelation closed, our friends in some other faith shut the door on divine expression that we in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints hold dear. The Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, the Pearl of Great Price, and the ongoing guidance received by God's anointed prophets and apostles. Imputing no ill will to those who take such a position, nevertheless, we respectfully but resolutely reject such an unscriptural characterization of true Christianity. In Christianity, Bill, we take the Bible as being the authoritative word of God, and what Mormonism has done is added these other books, and so therefore, they don't have, well, he says the Christians have genuine love for the Bible. I do. I'm not an idolater worshiping the Bible, but I do believe in the Word of God and having the power to be able to represent what God truly wanted us to know.
Here's what's amazing to me. As a Bible-believing Christian, as you have stated, we put the Bible supreme. It is our supreme authority for which we get our faith and the way we're supposed to live our lives. But Mormonism doesn't look at it that way at all. Here we have Robert L. Millett, Professor Robert L. Millett from BYU, in a review of books on the Book of Mormon, Volume 6, Number 1, page 198. He says, "The fact is, we do not depend on the Bible or on traditional biblical interpretations for our theology. We do not know that the Book of Mormon is true or accurate from what we might find in the Bible. It is the other way around." In other words, what Dr. Millett is saying is, you test the authority of the Bible by the authenticity of the Book of Mormon.
Wow.
And that's the whole debate here, folks. The Book of Mormon is very questionable, very questionable. It doesn't have near the authentication that the Bible has as far as historical references and speaking of real people and real events. You will not find any artifacts, Nephite artifacts, in the church museum across from Temple Square, whereas there are museums throughout the Middle East and in Turkey and such that have, you know, myriad of artifacts that verify the biblical story.
I saw lots of those in my last trip I just took in April. I mean, we saw incredible things that verify the things that are said in the Bible.
Millett says, "Our testimony of historical events or of doctrinal matters must not be at the mercy of what we think we know and can read in sources external to the Book of Mormon or things beyond the pale of revealed truth. In short, the Bible is not and was never intended to be our sole guide, our template, our standard against which we measure what we teach or believe."
That's completely opposite of what Christianity teaches.
Well, and it doesn't seem to go along with the statement that we read here. You would not get that idea by reading the statement that we just read out of Mormonism 101.
And if they're trying to clarify things, we've said this before, Bill, but if they're trying to clarify what their beliefs are, these little 4 or 5 sentence paragraphs that really don't get into the nitty-gritty of what they believe doesn't do the journalists any favors.
And I think you're right. I think it was egregious for them to leave out Article 8, which just about every Latter-day Saint, even to a very young age, can probably quote word for word. We're going to look tomorrow. We're going to take this subject a little bit further, and we're going to look at what have Mormons actually told us about what they think about the Bible? Do they really hold it in higher regard, as this statement says? Because in our experience, that has not always been the case.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled, In Their Own Words, A Collection of Mormon Quotations, Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic. And this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.